From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Both California and New York have issued orders for their residents to shelter in place or stay at home to help slow the spread of coronavirus. But should Utah do the same? KUER's Sonia Hudson explains why the state isn't rushing to get to that point.
Utah has already ordered all restaurants to ban dining in and has recommended that gatherings are kept to 10 people or less. The idea is that it'll slow the rate of new infections so hospitals don't get overwhelmed. And state epidemiologist Angela Dunn says, for now, that's as strict as things will get.
We know that people are going to do the right thing and maintain social distance, especially when ill, so that we don't have to get to that point.
But many Utahns, including Alex Orvin from Davis County, have noticed that people aren't doing that.
They need to just lock the state down, get people to stay home, and get a handle on it, because it's just going to keep getting worse. I feel like they could have stopped this back when the cases started coming in.
An analysis by public health experts and computer scientists predicts the state would run out of hospital beds by mid-April if things continue as they are. But a three-month shelter-in-place order could change that. Although Utah has fewer cases than New York and California, University of Utah political science professor Philip Singer says politics are also playing a part.
Utah is a lot more conservative of a state. And so, you know, certainly kind of the keeping government out of kind of the normal operations, allowing individuals to make their own choices, certainly jibes a little bit more with the conservative ethos in the state of Utah.
Singer also says if elected officials did tell residents to stay home, it could follow California's lead by not enforcing it with law enforcement. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Nearly 90% of theaters, museums, and other art venues in Utah have canceled events because of coronavirus. That's based on a report released by a group of cultural organizations, which estimates more than $29 million in losses. But Catherine Potter with the Department of Heritage and Arts says the internet is helping to keep the arts alive.
It's not always possible for arts organizations to pivot and shift, but through online resources, I've already seen online dance classes, reading time from libraries, whatever you can to keep that connection with your audiences.
The economic impact report comes from a survey of more than 500 people and companies in the industry. Utahns are urged to report scams capitalizing on the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. Attorney John Huber says schemes include selling fake cures, phishing emails posing as the CDC or World Health Organization, and soliciting donations for fake charities. Scams can be reported at justice.gov/coronavirus. As well, the State Department of Commerce is strongly discouraging joking about price gouging. The agency says gags about selling toilet paper for hundreds of dollars on social media have led to threats from people who thought the posts were real. There's a national shortage of personal protection equipment for medical personnel. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck found, crafters are coming to the rescue.
Joann is one of the nation's largest fabric and craft retailers. The national chain launched a program this week to donate fabric and training for masks. On day one, spokesperson Amanda Hayes says,
we donated approximately 10,000 yards of fabric, which equates to about 100,000 masks.
Joann's is training volunteers in its stores on how to make masks and gowns, but it's limiting the sizes of those classes to maintain social distancing.
Or even if we're just operating as what we call a ship-from-store location, we're still able to get inventory out so that people can create from their home.
Joann's is also offering tutorials online, along with other crafty groups like the Turban Project and Sewing for Lives. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
5 days after a magnitude 5.7 earthquake shook parts of Utah, residents continue to report damage. The historic Salt Lake City and County building has been closed since March 18th and will remain closed and evaluated before reopening, though business continues online at slc.gov. The Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services District asked those within its boundaries to submit online notices of home or business damage from the quake. That encompasses Magna, Kearns, Copperton, White City, and the unincorporated parts of Salt Lake County. Damage reports in the district numbered 219 as of noon yesterday. Zion National Park is making a few changes to operations to improve social distancing. Rangers say the Angels Landing Trail is now closed at the chain section from Scout Lookout to the end of the trail, The West Rim Trail remains open. Tomorrow, the park's campgrounds will close and camping anywhere else in the park is not allowed. The park suspended its shuttle service last week, and the Zion Canyon Scenic Drive has limited parking for visitors, often filled up before noon. Along that route, the nearly 100-year-old Zion Lodge is shuttered until May 21st because of coronavirus. And the force of nature is at work in the park, meaning the Narrows is closed because of the Virgin River high water flow. The Kolob Canyons Road off Interstate 15 is inaccessible because of snow and ice. I'm Diane Machapinto, KUER News.